Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I have the honor to be able to introduce to you a new multifamily mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited. This gentleman has been with us for a while. He's done quite a bit of real estate investing himself, has won awards, and has been on road trips. He's been out there, and we've enjoyed looking at his work and following it. And now he's going to be out there to help you to get your stuff done also. With us here today is Kevin Chalmers out of Wylie, Texas, believe it or not. And Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, do we call that Wylie or Willie? Is that Willie, Texas?
No, that's Wylie. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're right outside of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I had to look it up to see where it's even at. You're out in the middle of nowhere is the real truth of it, man. Are you a country boy?
No way. No, I'm not. Complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
But it's nice and quiet out there, at least for now.
Well, you got a whole big giant family out there, too, don't you?
I do. Yeah, we do. I've got five girls, though. I got five girls. I got three girls. I've got two 10-year-old girls and then another 7-year-old who's about to turn 8. My beautiful wife and the dog, and I count all five of them. So, you know what I'm talking about.
That's good. I do, man.
Helpful and, yeah.
They're all demanding. They all need to be taken care of. I got you. That's good stuff. So let's talk here about, let's let the people get to know who you are, since this is really the first introduction as a national mentor. Let's talk about you as a young kid. What were you like growing up, and did you have any idea you were going to be entrepreneurial when you were growing up?
Oh, man, I was not expecting this. As a young kid, I'll be honest, I had no clue what I was going to do. I think many times I was fortunate enough just to feel like I was making it. And this is, you kind of caught me, because this is something that probably very few people outside of my family really know. I was born into real estate, but not as an owner, not as an investor. I mean, I lived in rental properties my entire life. I was born in rental properties and grew up there my entire life. And, I mean, we're talking from, you know, single family rentals to apartment complexes to trailer parks, you named it. I've probably lived and moved in and out of more places than I can remember. I was born and raised in Houston, and I felt like I was, you know, living all over that city. And, you know, as a kid, you're just kind of happy to be making it. It was my mom and my brother and I, and that was it. And, you know, her obligation was a pretty steep one. Make sure my brother and I had the best opportunity that we could get, and the best schools possible. And a lot of the moving around was because of that. Was always trying to find the best place to live with the best school districts that didn't cost a fortune and stuff of that nature. And so ended up in a few different places because of that. But by no means was ever thinking about what I would be doing going forward. And that would extend to even the idea of me going to college. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, when I was a kid, it wasn't even a thought. It was just, you know, I had this, I guess, internal drive and ambition to do better and to do greater, to live that American dream of having a better life than what my mom had or what she was going through. And that was a drive, you know, that was intrinsic, that I wanted to make happen for myself. I think that the challenge for me is I didn't know how, you know what I mean? And a lot of that has been me just trying to figure out this thing, just figuring out what life is and how you do it and where you go and what I need to do to get there. And but me, as far as the entrepreneurial spirit and any of that, man, that was so far, you know, just not even in my whole scope at the time.
So where did you start to get your legs under yourself and figure out who you were? Was it high school or college, or where did you start to figure out who Kevin was?
Late high school, I guess. You know, you start to you get that first job out there, you start making a little bit of money, you start to realize what's possible and get a little bit of that customer service experience, which I think is sorely lacking nowadays and a big part of what we do nowadays. But I think certainly a part of that was that first job. And then I met my wife at our first job, and she continues to be a big part of that. And we've been together for a very long time. And she puts up with me. And but certainly college. I mean, college was an experience in itself. I mean, I first wanted my family to go to school, go to college, first one to graduate. And even today, extended family or otherwise, I'm still the first and only right now to make that happen. And that's big. That's saying a lot. And that really kind of opened the world up to me. You know what I mean? Just kind of made me realize what was out there. And everything's been a learning process. You know, you get a little bit of that, you think that's it. You know, you think that, okay, I need to, you know, do what we're always taught. You know, we go to school, we get a good job, we work, and we save. And I was doing my part to make that happen. And I think where it really started to happen was certainly with graduating from college.
Now, what did you go to college for?
Engineering, believe it or not. Yeah. So probably like several people here, you know, it always seems like we come out of this pretty common mix. But yeah, I went to school for engineering, graduated with a bachelor's, and realized pretty quickly through that whole corporate America process that I really did not need anything more than that. The big thing for me was time. And we can talk more about that. But I realized that to get to where I wanted to be, I really didn't need more education, more school. A bachelor's was fine, and that's what I got. So,
you know, it's funny. I went to college, and I've never had anybody ask me in my entire life to see any of my grades, any of my school records. I don't even know if I know they ask you, have you gone through college or not, but I've never had anybody actually care. That's what's the point you're making is really true. Nobody really cares if you went to college or not. Now, I know a lot of guys have jobs that you have to have a degree or something to get, but man, other than that, you could be the last guy in your class. You're still going to get through, you know, it just doesn't matter. So,
I tell you, it's not just the degree either, but it's the resume. I mean, that's where a lot of people are. It's all about the resume. I got to have the resume. I have to have that CV that just tells everybody what I've done and where I've been and and we don't care about that. You know, we don't do resumes. You know, we don't have that kind of stuff that kind of defines who we are. You know, that's not what we're about as a real estate investor. So it's a 180 shift for sure from what I think the majority of people, especially corporate America folks, believe and live by every day, you know.
So at what age did you get married? Where were you at? Were you in college or after college? Let's talk about where you started
getting married. After college, it was 2003. We were, living the lifestyle and just, you know, enjoying life with friends and partying and, you know, having a good time and, you know, experiencing that and having our first job and having a little bit of cash, you know. So we were living it up a little bit and taking a lot of vacations and trips and stuff like that with our friends that we still have and we're still close with. So family really didn't start until 2007. Right. So, I mean, we were having a good time up until then. And even now, I don't mean that way. But 2007, we had our girls, twin girls. And that was another big experience. Right. I mean, that's a life changer for sure. You know, having one is enough. Having two at the same time is something different. And so that's where, you know, not necessarily reality starts sinking in, but your priorities definitely shift and you start trying to put together plans, you know, for what you want to do and where you want to go going forward.
Yeah, I've heard it's quite a challenge to have twins. I've heard that from quite a few people.
You know what? We didn't know the difference. We didn't know the difference. You know, a lot of people say that too, and we're like, I couldn't tell you what one is like. For me, one is like two. I wouldn't know the difference if you told me. You know, it was a lot
You're
of
blindsided.
Work to know that.
You're blindsided. Yeah. You feel nothing anymore, right? Now, I always heard that one would wake the other one up. As soon as one would cry, the other one would wake up. Then that one would cry and wake the other one up. And they keep going, but whatever. I guess it's like anything else in life. You're going to learn to get through it, and it's going to be okay. So we've got the family now, and we've got the job, the corporate job. When we come back from the break, what I want to do is start talking about how you found, or no, let's start with why did you start looking for something other than just the corporate job? Then we'll work our way into how you found it and where you went from there. So let's go ahead and take a short break. By the way, if you guys want to ask Kevin a question, our number here is 877 877- 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Kevin lives up in north of Dallas and is now a new national multifamily mentor. We'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Kevin Chalmers out of Woodley, Texas. And this is a name I'm going to have to get used to. I've not used it before, but we'll get used to it eventually. So, Kevin, as we start back up here, let's talk about you got the college education out of the way. You've got a job. Now you're married. You've done the American thing. When, at what time did you start to think maybe this isn't enough?
Pretty early on into my corporate job. So I worked for my first and only job was in high tech. I worked for a semiconductor manufacturer, probably the only one out here in Dallas. So everybody's going to know what I'm talking about. But that was my first and only job coming out of college. I was there for 18 years. And I think just going through that whole process of making a little bit of money and just kind of going through corporate America politics and the system and understanding what's possible, you know, I always felt like there was something more. I was just spending just an incredible amount of time doing what I was doing and then traveling all the time and, you know, 7 a.m. meetings to turn around to have a 7 p.m. meeting. And I was just, you know, burning time at both ends, you know, and trading a lot of that for at the time was, you know, very little money. And I think throughout the whole process, you know, over the course of those 18 years, I knew there had to be something different. I figured there had to be something, an easier way, a better way of just replacing my income. Of if I were going to retire, you know, how am I going to replace that income that I'm not going to be making? You know, in high tech, you know, you're lucky to make it by 50, you know, 55, you know, 60 is almost, you know, out of the question. And so it's not that I felt like my time was limited, but I felt like I needed to figure this thing out, whatever retirement was going to be and how I was going to make that happen, and start early. And start early is what we always talk about with what we're taught is that, you know, work and save. And we did that, and we worked and we saved quite a bit, you know, with what we were bringing in. And, you know, it was, I think, always something out there that I just couldn't put my hands on. And it wasn't until, you know, really 2013 that I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. And that was only because of a friend of mine. You know, when we were walking and having a quick coffee break, you know, down the hallway, we were talking about, you know, real estate investments and things of that nature. And he kind of turned me on to it. But, you know, before then, it was the same thing that everybody else does. You know, it was the 401k, it was the IRAs, it was stocks, it was the mutual funds, it was the golden handcuffs. And if you're in corporate America out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, they latch on to you and slap these golden handcuffs on you called stock options. And, man, that can keep you for four more years because they give you, you know, so many shares that will maybe vest and maybe, you know, be above water. But, you know, at the end of it, I was making really good money. We had a really good life. I mean, we were making six figures easy, you know, and what we thought was pseudo job security, you know, without really knowing what was going to happen or when it was going to happen in terms of a layoff or reorg. But it wasn't until 2013 that we found Lifestyles and decided to make that jump.
So let's talk about the transition because, you know, you've got the good job working. Then you hear about this. What was it that enticed you when someone explained it to you? I think it must be a friend or a worker or whatever. What was it that enticed you about this thought process?
Why did it... I think I realized pretty quick it was everything that I had been looking for. You know, the whole idea of real estate, and I've read a few books, you know, Millionaire Next Door and then Millionaire. There's another one out there. But I've read those books and stuff and knew that real estate was something that I thought made sense. I just didn't have the means, the knowledge, or the education to figure out how to do it without putting everything that we had saved at risk. And so there was the hesitation and the skepticism. But it was, you know, me talking about these 529 plans for our kids, you know, college savings and their future education. And, you know, my buddy was, you know, Carlos was telling me about, you know, investing in single family, you know, properties. And he has three kids as well, so we had a lot in common. And he bought three of them. And his idea was, I bought a house for each kid. And when they're ready, you know, to go to college, we're just going to sell the house, take all the equity out, and boom, there's our college tuition. I thought, man, that's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. How in the heck did you figure out how to do this? And he mentioned lifestyle, you know, and, you know, we got into it, you know, through that way, you know, through him and that little 5-minute discussion.
You know, it's amazing, Kevin, excuse me, as you sit here, as accomplished as you are right now, that simple concept that all he wanted out of it, whereas, you know, so many of our members want to be completely retired, so many of them want to be millionaires, he just wanted a way to fund his kids' college. That's an amazing thought, that it can be as small as that, yet empowering, and you thought that was amazing. And now with what you know from what all you've done, you can realize that that was a very tiny step compared to what he could have done. So it's interesting to hear the story from that perspective. So how did you come to Lifestyles originally? Did you go to a free workshop? Did he bring you to a case study? How did you get over here?
Yeah, his membership was, he's been with us for quite some time, since 2009, but he's only bought those few homes, and I didn't know about the case studies or anything like that, or really anything beyond that, so I started hopping online to do my own research and found the free workshop, and then that was my in into Lifestyles, to kind of, you know, see what this was about and whether or not we thought it made sense. And we went through that free workshop, and that progressed into, you know, the 2-day. And I told my wife, I said, look, it's I think it was $500 or something like that at the time. And I said, look, it's going to be the best $500 we've ever spent, because this is going to completely change our lives, or it's not, but it's $500, you know. And so we made that small jump, and that's what it is. I mean, for my buddy who's buying three single family homes, for him, that was pretty big. You know, for me, it's a 5-minute conversation, which had the potential of completely changing my life, and did. And then it's this next, you know, small little step that I had to take to make a $500 investment, just to figure out the nuts and bolts of this thing, of what it's about, and, you know, and understanding a lot more of this, what I thought was going to be single family and, you know, real estate only. I had no concept of multifamily or apartments or anything of that nature. But it was just the course of these small steps that we took, and these small decisions that we made, and that really honestly got us to where we are now, you know.
Well, you know, when you look at this thing and you look back, you probably sit there and go, like, it happened so quickly, I don't even know how it happened. The older I get, the faster time flies by. And these dates you're throwing at me are not that far behind you. They're not that long ago. And I know that you own, what, 3 or 4 apartment complexes now? How many do you own right now?
We're owners in 16 deals, more than 3,000 units. We own or manage 2 of them currently ourselves. So we have our own property management company, and we own or manage 2 of those.
So 3,000 units, 16 deals, and that's like a blink of an eye in your life. If you think about it, in the lives of your children, in the destination of your family, that's a blink of an eye to own 3,000 units, 16 properties. Unbelievable. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I'm going to have Kevin keep going with his story and explain to us how he got to those extreme numbers. And so we'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Kevin Chalmers out of Wylie, Texas, north of Dallas. And Kevin, let's go back over those numbers again. I'm going to write that down so I get this right next time I quote it. How many units are you owner in now?
More than 3,000.
3,000 plus units. How many apartments is that?
16
different properties. Okay. For those of you just tuning in, Kevin Chalmers is our new national multifamily mentor, and he's been around since around 2013. He started looking into this, really got going here just recently in the last couple of years, but has rocked it. He's been with us as a member and now going to help as a mentor out there. And Kevin, as we get to this, let's go to the two-day. When you first came to the two-day, I always like to ask people this. It's one of my pet questions is, what was it that was the light bulb to you when you were sitting there in the two-day? I mean, that aha moment that goes, man, this is what I've been missing. Now I get it.
There were two. There were two big ones for us. And the first one was the concept of passive income. And that you know, we almost take it for granted now, just this idea of passive income, you know, for our partners and everything. But the idea of putting your money to work for you into investments where you're getting, you know, a distribution without doing any work was just completely foreign, right? Just an amazing concept that I've never heard before. And so that was the big one. I think the one that was perhaps bigger and more profound than that one was the idea of retirement not being an age. You know, I didn't come into Lifestyles Unlimited to retire. I mean, that was a concept that was ingrained in my head, was going to happen when I'm, you know, 55, 60, 65 years old, and I had this big chunk of change that I was going to live off of. And, you know, the two-day addressed that for sure, with the concept that retirement's not an age. It's the point in which that passive income, you know, surpasses your expenses. And that was just unbelievable. I mean, that changed everything. I went from, you know, corporate junkie, you know, working to save as much money as I could, to how can I put this money to work for me so I can start generating more passive income faster so I can get the heck out sooner. You know, I mean, that was a big game changer for us. That was the big two. I mean, and those two go hand in hand, but it was all about the passive income and then really the idea that retirement's not a number, you know, it's not an age.
You know, I'd love to tie on to that for just a second, Kevin, that retirement is not an age and it's just a number. But to me, I think one of the things that I've noticed teaching this stuff for 27, 28 years now is that most people believe that retirement is the end. You know, this is the end of my productive career in life, the end of my growth. And more importantly, they believe it's the end of their financial growth. Most people believe the second they retire, their lifestyle and quality starts to go down as they eat into their savings and life gets, you know, more difficult every year as you've depleted some of those savings to live off of. And the concept that I try to get across the two-day, which I don't think I even do a very good job of it, is that I've made more money every single year since I retired than I did the year previous. It continues to happen even now because the monies that I make are so large then I stick it back into some kind of investment. So next year I make whatever I made this year plus whatever I make from the new investments. And so every year the income goes up. And as the income goes up, there's more to live on, but I don't live on it because I'm already satiated life's quality-wise. So more gets invested. And so the growth curve, it just gets more like a hockey stick. It just goes up faster and faster. So I think that's something that I've never been really good at getting across to people. Most people think, hey, I stopped working, man, and now I got to die before I run out of money. It's not even close to true. And I can see with you, you've grown your portfolio, continue to grow your portfolio. Finances are probably not even on the table for you anymore. You're probably at that point with that many deals and that much under you, under your belt, that you just don't even worry about it. The other one is that retirement is not the end, but it's really the beginning. You think about what you're able to do right now, Kevin, with all the time you have to think about a new business, to create a new business, to go with your family and do stuff. Let's compare time-wise. Because now, before, even if you wanted to do something and you were this brilliant engineer, you couldn't do it. You had to get up and go to work. Now, something hits you in the middle of the night, you get up tomorrow morning and you attack it like a dog. Talk about the time difference in being your own man.
It's a night and day difference, and that really is what it's about. I mean, in corporate America, you're trading all your time for what seems like good money, and that's what it is. And you know, I'd be out the door before my girls even woke up, before I could give them, you know, before they even ate breakfast, you know, headed to work just to avoid the morning traffic. You know what I mean? Catch a 7 a.m. call, you know, work my 12, 14, 16-hour days, go back home, you know, most times, you know, not even be able to get some, you know, before they go back to bed, before I'm coming back into the door, you know, catching dinner or not, you know, sometimes in some cases, only to hop on another phone call at 7 p.m. And that's the circle. It's this just vicious corporate circle that just turns and grinds and people get used to that, and it's a time vampire. I mean, I spent a lot of time traveling overseas, traveling the world, and when I was younger, that was great. Got to see the world, got to see a lot of things, but, you know, with my kids and everything, I wanted to be home. I wanted to spend the weekends with them instead of being stuck in an airport. You know, I wanted to be able to wake up in the morning and make the decision whether or not I'm going to go to work. You know, do I have to go to that meeting? Is that really important? Can I put it off to tomorrow? Do I need to do it now? You know, and I can do all that now. You know, I'll give you a quick example. We were going somewhere. I forgot where we were going. We're going out of town on a weekday, and we're stuck on the freeway. It's probably 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And one of my girls goes, "Who are all these people?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? Who are all these people? All these people, all these cars. What's going on? We're stuck in traffic. This is morning traffic," and they had no concept of morning traffic. You know what I mean? Because they had never done that with me before. You know, like, these people are going to work. This is what people do. This is what most people do. This is not what Daddy does. You know, Daddy leaves. He goes to the properties at 10 a.m. when all that's gone, and he comes back before all that traffic hits again. So they didn't even know the concept of morning traffic, you know, because they've never been, you know, exposed to it. So, you know, stuff like that. I mean, in terms of time, it's been a big change. It's been an amazing change for us, and one that I didn't really anticipate happening. You know, just from a retirement perspective, you know, my plan was 55. That's when I was going to retire. I had my spreadsheets, engineer, spreadsheets, numbers, all that stuff calculated. I beat my plan by 14 years because of lifestyle. Wow. By 14 years. I retired when I was 41. You got me beat, right, 34. But I was able to get out of there at 41. You know, personal choice. No layoff, no severance. Me writing a letter to my manager saying, "You know what, guys? I'm going home." You know what I mean? And that's what it was. It was me making that decision of, hey, I don't need this job. I don't need the job. I don't need this anymore. I have the passive income. I had my first deal as a lead investor. You know, we had a plan in front of us. I sat down with my mentors at the time, you know, multiple times to say, hey, am I crazy? You know, I'm seriously thinking about doing this job. A very, very comfortable W-2, insurance, the whole thing, to I'm just going to throw it all away and jump. Because I believe in this system, because this system in the last 2 years has done more for me than the last 18. And that's how significant that was for us. And we made the jump. I mean, Laura retired shortly after we joined. She retired in late 2013, and then the plan was for me to get out. And I made that happen in June of 2016, shortly after closing our first deal. But it was because of that passive income that got us to that opportunity, that created that opportunity for us to make that kind of decision. And that's a big decision. That was a very big decision. But it's been, it's like you said, it's the fun really started after I retired. You know what I mean? I've made more money after retiring than I ever did in the 18 years I was at that company.
Yeah, that's the really scary part, isn't it? That you look back and go, like, I thought I was getting somewhere, but heck, I wasn't even scratching the surface on the opportunity for making money. That's the crazy part. Did you start out as a passive or as a lead on your first deal?
I started out as passive. I mean, for us, it was back to replacing that income, right? I mean, that was the goal, is that we had that dollar amount per month in terms of expenditures that we were trying to replace. And so we jumped into multifamily, you know, in the 2-day you always talk about going with the end in mind. And then we took that to heart. It's like, look, we're in a place with the savings that we've been, you know, hoarding up for quite some time, that we can go with the end in mind. We know we need to be in multifamily. That's where we need to go. Let's jump. And so we started off with passive investing.
We're going to have to jump out of this segment and into another. We'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Kevin Chalmers, the latest and greatest multifamily mentor, national multifamily mentor, I take it. Kevin has been with us for quite a while. He's got 3,000 plus units, 16 different apartment complexes he has ownership in, and he's also the owner-manager of two apartment complexes, one of which I saw on a road trip when we were up there, and it was beautiful. You know, it was very critical of stuff. Whenever I go to these road trips, I'm always looking to see that people are living up their lifestyle standards. Your property was beautiful. It was in great shape, and we were very proud to demonstrate it for everybody. So, Kevin, as you become a mentor now, what's going through your mind? What do you want to bring to the table for people out there? As you've been mentored for so many years, how do you see it, and what do you want to bring to the table?
I've been thinking about that a lot too, and you know, I've always enjoyed helping people out, trying to figure out. You know, I did a lot of that in corporate America too, but this is different. This is a life changing kind of thing, right? I mean, you're talking about, in some cases, people's life savings and their investments and what they believe to be great job security with a W-2. But I've been and I've seen a lot. You know, 18 years in high tech. And I think, you know, there's that group of people, and certainly a lot of people who believe that, well, you know, they don't have enough money to make this kind of investment, to do this kind of thing that we're talking about within lifestyle, to invest in real estate. And I mean, we know that absolutely not to be true. It takes money to make money, but it's doable. But I think the flip side is true, too. I know for a fact that there's people with MBAs and PhDs, and they've gone to school, you know, many, many years longer than I ever have, that have really high paying jobs that believe the exact same thing, that they're living way too good of a life ever to make this kind of a jump, to buy all their time back and make more money than they're making now, you know? And so if I could reach out to people and help people who are, you know, in situations like that maybe have that comfortable W-2, that have that lifestyle that is just good. And the problem is they probably think it's great. You know, they're spending all their time with having just a good lifestyle when they could get all that time back and really have, you know, a great lifestyle. But if I could share that roadmap, that same roadmap that you shared with me, and to give all that back to our members to help them get through that. And it's, you know, all members. It's, you know, people who may just want to invest passively, others who want to do, lead deals like we're doing. But I think we've seen both sides. We've seen people replace their W-2s, doing both of those. And so it's certainly possible. But if I can reach out and help people make that happen to answer those questions, because it's a jump. You know, making a jump from a W-2 over to I'm gonna lean on this passive income concept, and I know that's gonna work for me. I know that system's gonna pay off. And I know that because we do it. We've been doing it for a long time now. But if I can help people, get through that mental process, that thought process, and help create a plan for those individuals to make that same change happen for them and their families, that would be huge.
Well, this is your entrance interview into the Brotherhood of Mentors. And I'm going to do this for the whole nation to hear so that somebody can understand what it's really all about. There's really three different ways to be a mentor that don't work. One of them is to be the no guy. You'll never, ever, ever make a mistake if you tell everybody no to everything they try to do. It's the easiest thing to do, Kevin. Just go, that doesn't fit the picture. Those numbers are not good enough. It won't work. And I've had mentors that were the no guy. They poo-pooed everything anybody tried to do. Then there's the yes guy. The guy that doesn't have the guts to say no. I've had mentors that just couldn't look you in the eye and go, Kevin, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. That is not going to work. You can't do that. So they just say yes to everything. They don't have the guts to stand up to a person and go, you're going to ruin your life with that decision. And then the third kind of useless mentor is the data monger, who can sit there and recite data for you until you regurgitate it. But the data doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to put it to use. And, just because you know something isn't that important. Number one saying I live by as a mentor, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So as we get out there and we want to gauge ourselves as mentors, Kevin, here is the gauge that I live by for all of my mentors for 27 years. Kevin, start writing it down. How many people have you touched who retired? Wow. Put that on your resume. Take that one to the bank. I retired 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100, 200, 500 people. Who knows how many retired in 27 years? Put that on your resume. And number two, how many awards have your mentorees won? How many times have you brought your mentor to the pinnacle of success where they won local, state, or national awards? And to where their pride in their business, in what they're doing, is so high that you've built the next Kevin Chalmers, that you've built the next winning mentor for us here at Last Dallas. If you do that, Kevin, you'll be as successful as a mentor as you have been as an investor, and we look forward to you being with us. I appreciate you coming on the show today. I appreciate you being a member, and I really appreciate you being a mentor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Del.
For the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. Yeah, we have money. Most of us here at Lifestyles have more money than we actually really need even to survive because we continue to grow it. That's not really the challenge. The challenge is, can you go out there and provide for yourself and your family a lifestyle, a quality lifestyle? Not just the average lifestyle, but a quality lifestyle. And when you think about that, think about this. What gets in the way of an incredible lifestyle is a good one. You're sitting there right now listening to this. You've already got a good lifestyle. Kevin had a good lifestyle. Maybe even a very good lifestyle. But is good good enough? What gets in the way of good is okay. How many of you out there are sitting there with an okay lifestyle? It's not the money, folks. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.